Welcome to Hank's Place. A single word can change everything. Not guilty in a courtroom changes everything. Fair on the playing field changes everything. A woman's yes to a marriage proposal changes everything. And yet there's never been a single word spoken that has impacted history more than what Jesus said in John 19:30. There it reads, "Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished,' and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." Found only in the Gospel of John, the Greek word translated "it is finished" is tetelestai. It's an accounting term that means paid in full. Jesus was declaring the debt owed to his Father, the debt owed by mankind, the debt of sin was paid in full. Jesus had made peace between God and man. The 300-plus prophecies found in the Old Testament were fulfilled. Judgment of sin, completed. Forgiveness, completed. And his resurrection proved he was successful. However, there's more. Tetelestai is in the perfect tense, and that speaks of an action which has been completed in the past with results continuing into the present. It is saying this happened then and it is still in effect today. Dear friend, there's still more. The Passion Translation includes the Aramaic. When he had sipped the sour wine, it says, Jesus said, "It is finished, my bride." We can look at his last words that all sin has been atoned for, God's wrath satisfied, righteousness available, peace with God, and so forth, and realize that beyond Jesus saying all the suffering on the cross was done and over with, that he had an even greater thought in mind, expressed by the Aramaic, his bride. All the suffering, it was for his bride. His bride. What remains is for his bride, that's all of us who believe in Jesus, to make ourselves ready. Revelation 19:7. Not by works. I suggest it is by putting on those robes of righteousness that he has provided us, and then receiving all that he has done for us. The Holy Spirit will help us, my friend. For you see, the preparation of the bride is a cooperation between the Holy Spirit and the bride. We find that in the book of Esther. There she prepared herself for marriage to the king with the help of 7 maidens. And that's a picture both of completeness, the number 7, and the sevenfold Spirit of God. Do you doubt Jesus was thinking of his bride at that time? Check out Hebrews 12:2. It says, "Who for the joy set before him, the joy of having a perfect, completely beautiful bride, Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame." Jesus saw his bride, righteous, dressed in white, adorned and ready for him beyond the cross. It was worth it all. Eternal joy with his bride, with us. Today, see his eyes of love directed toward you. So how can you not reach out to him right now? Reach out. Receive all that he has to give you today. You'll come alive.